When you have the ability to be aware and silent, then you can know why that phrase, that stanza is so beautiful. The mind must have no dwelling. And that one is very beautiful. Because the moment the mind dwell, it creates the mundane thinking. The mundane mind arise. So that is what dwelling. Like I always say, our mind, we can do only one thing at a time. Either we are lost in thought with the sankhara, preoccupied with our thinking, our emotion, our reaction to sense experience, or we are completely silent and still. When we are completely silent and still, there is just the awareness, nature that is aware. That's why it does not dwell. That's why we have this ability to understand. It's only the specific phenomenal awareness, means the true mind is aware of specific phenomena. Or when it's completely silent without a center, then it is in the oneness nature. Then it has the ability to be aware of all things. If you want to know, it can know. Otherwise, it's just still silent away. So all this is the result of cultivation, understanding, transformation. That's why you can have the ability because you have gone through quite a lot. And all these are very beautiful. In fact, if you really go and listen to all this very attentively, it can bring forth a lot of understanding and wisdom. Even the dialogue between the nun and Huineng, at that time, I remember it was so beautiful because the nun actually initially, when he came to know who Huineng is, she was like very disappointed and unimpressed. Well, Huineng said he's an illiterate. He never go to school. He doesn't know the word. He showed him that sutta, that Huineng said, I don't know how to read. Then he said, you don't know how to read. How can you understand? And how can you teach? He said, if you read to me, I can understand. So Huineng later on explained to her, Dhamma is not words. It's not concept. It's not sutta. It cannot be understood by pure learning, intellectual learning. You need understanding, wisdom to awaken. But these are truth. These are reality which is beyond mind, beyond thought. Then he gives some example, I remember. Then they were very beautiful. You go through that one, it's very meaningful. Then later on, when he listened to the Diamond Sutta expounded by the fifth patriarch, oh, that part was very beautiful. That part is on the nature, all about that nature and the understanding of the purpose of that mundane mind. This mind, he said, you must know how to use it and yet not deluded by it, not deceived by it. Oh, that one is the most profound. That's why at that time, my nature also become very, very different. There was so much joy and the profoundness of that teaching. In fact, the author who wrote that thing may not understand what that deep meaning is, that profound meaning is. But for a cultivator who had the understanding, it's so beautiful. That is what the Dhamma is. Ultimately, is to realize that this mundane mind is karmically conditioned for us to come and to live life, to make use of it, to live life, to arise within the conditioned world. Because duality exists within the conditioned world. Dhamma exists within the conditioned world. Law of karma exists within the conditioned world. The conditioned world recognizes relationship. That's why there is birth and death. There is always sickness and death. Then there is living beings. There is human beings. then there is life, there is existence, there is Dhamma. So everything like exists, which is true, basically. That is what the teaching is all about. But when you awaken and realize the ultimate unconditioned reality or truth, then you realize exactly like what Kuan Yin under the Heart Sutta mentioned, in true emptiness, all this that exists in the conditioned world didn't exist because that is the unconditioned. That's why in the Heart Sutta, when you recite it, you will understand there is no contradiction. So all this is possible. Sadhu to you, Rasa. You will go through all this. You will start to go through. Then you will see the beauty of all this. That's why in the early days, I remember, I also like to follow some of this video. Even though I am English educated, I couldn't really understand the more profound Mandarin words, because some of the words are beyond what I understand. Then I have to check with my wife. Then when I ask my wife, I only want to know the meaning of the word. I don't want to know the explanation. I know the meaning. Once I understand the meaning of the word, then I will know whether it's the truth or not. Then the profoundness of that truth become very clear to me, because my nature already awakened to it long ago. So what I need is the meaning of the beauty of that Dhamma, means the actual understanding of that description, the words. Because the Dhamma, the truth, my nature has awakened to in the past from its past life cultivation. That's why this life, when I encounter truth, my nature straight away can understand. And also the way I give is the way I receive. Yeah, this is law of karma. You reap what you sow. That's why I receive truth very fast. I awaken very fast. Then I can understand things very fast. So all this will be reflected as you go through the path of Dhamma, the cultivation and all those things. So for you, you are going through all this and you will continue to experience more and more, and it will become more and more meaningful, more and more profound. Then when that thing stabilizes, you will be able later on to share and express it out. Then when you read sutta or whatever that has the truth, you will understand it very differently from what people explain in the commentaries. Because I realize not all commentaries are accurate. Most of them are not accurate. They explain based on their understanding at their level. So all this is part and parcel of cultivation, the Buddha Dharma. So hopefully with this understanding and explanation, you can develop actually clearer, more stable understanding and move on. Yeah, this is very beautiful. Yeah, you can continue with the song. Then after that, what happened?
那个时候，我觉得很，讲讲哇，我说每次我们 attend Berdu 的 class， 有时我们念金刚经，把这七个字来。 Just like you understand, but 你只是在 knowledge wise.
Yeah.
那个V他只是这样子一读，哇，你整个人哦，整个人 realize like 这七个字的它的 meaning 这样子，哇，很好。
You have penetrated the Dhamma. It's no longer a knowledge to you anymore, because you have like penetrated, awakened to that Dhamma. And that Dhamma is so beautiful. It's nothing to do with the thought. Yeah. Because